Hello everyone, once again welcome to an episode of Rags Diaries. Like I've said before, this is a platform I have taken to share my views on various topics like spirituality, music, all the happenings around the world. I don't guarantee, like I've said before, it is a knowledgeable podcast, but someone in quotes will have a takeaway, I believe. We have recently encountered so many issues related to the mass pandemic COVID we are witnessing from January, and it has created actually a negative impact in our minds that we fail to bring out any positive thoughts. We do not want to think optimistically when so much is going around in this world around us. But should it be that way? Each one of us has faced or is facing a different situation, circumstances, and I believe, I know, and given this and all the happenings around the world, we should or we need to overcome this with a smile in our face. To this, my dear friends, I would say nothing helps other than looking within, taking a me time and contemplating on the blessings we have. Of course, it is difficult. If you have at all any difficult, can't tackle problem, I am very happy to provide you with a solution, none other than asking our best friend, my best friend, Bhagavad Gita. It is an asset to all the walks and races of humanity. It is not meant for any particular community at all. It's meant for everyone. I always happen to come across our Metro Man Dr. Sridhar Sir talk about this and many other successful persons in their life. Recently too, I have just come to hear of Dr. Sridhar talking about this. For me, of course, the definition of success is happiness, and I see that in their faces. Remembering Gita, which is being preached by our mindful teacher of all times, Lord Krishna himself, it is a solution to all our daily life problems, and it is the Lord's way of communicating with us. We have witnessed, I'm sure everyone has witnessed, that invisible hand of Lord Krishna, of the Supreme Power, in our daily life. Every aspect in Gita applies to any human form, anyone, be it an elderly, a young child, adult, man, woman, anyone. You need not be an extremely pious person to read Gita or an extremely knowledgeable person to read Gita. You just need to have that faith in that invisible entity and listen to it. Do accordingly. Well, I'm not very professional in it, and I have just started learning Gita. And as my mother says, it is the only scripture which is too easy to learn and recite. It is as if we learn directly from our teacher who educates us by removing our ignorance. For those who believe, Lord Krishna has always said, if one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit or water, I will accept it. Let me cite a few examples. For example, I remember our Guru Ramma. In Kerala, we have a pious devotee, Guru Ramma. She was a childless widow, an ardent devotee of Sri Guru Ayurappan, Lord Krishna's form. She was protected by the Lord himself, who appeared before her and stayed with her in the form of a child. Similarly, we say that there was a girl called Manjula. She used to say, why didn't Lord receive my garland today? Manjula once said and broke down into tears. She was only to be pacified by the greatest devotee ever of Sri Guru Ayurappan, our dear Pumthan Nambudri. This happened in Kerala. But what happened next day was a sign of Lord never leaving the side of those who take refuge in him. You could refer to Manjula Tara at the famous Guruvayur temple. It is a symbol of pure innocent bhakti of a noble girl. If at all you do want to hear about or talk about Manjula, or you need to hear that story, it is there in internet, and as I am very happy to recite in future. Again, one who offers to the Lord with true devotion will never find him or her disappointed, as what we know. Anyone, regardless of caste or color or deep knowledge or ignorance one may possess, may deliver their offerings to the Supreme Being. What matters most is the nobility of character and selfless service. We have just witnessed that as Shabri had offered berries to Lord with pure devotion. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Also, I remember in Kerala we sing the devotional song Jnanapana, written in Malayalam by the staunch devotee of Lord Guru Ayyarappan, Poonthanan Nambudiri. It proves very well that language is never a barrier for one's bhakti. In Kerala, you can visit the Poonthanam Illam, which is a place where it is believed Lord Guru Ayyarappan in Balaka form played along with Poonthanam, who had lost his son. The poet Poonthanan Nambudiri has expressed in Jnanapana through his words the futility of conflict when all our lives are so short-lived. Given the short life we have in this world, we should engage ourselves in karma and spiritual wellness, which I mean mental bliss. It's once in a while we attain this human form in this world, so why not go for that mental bliss? This is only my view. Again, there is another story of Sulabha, Vidura's wife. Lord Krishna once said, "The banana peel of Sulabha is much sweeter than your banana pulp, my dear Vidura." Krishna was so touched by the purity of love and devotion of great devotee Vidura's wife Sulabha. Sulabha was so enthralled seeing her dear Lord at her house that she unknowingly offered the skin of banana, yet it was consumed satisfyingly by the Supreme Lord Krishna. That is why I said it is rightly said that any offerings, if made, should be performed out of pure devotion and selfless love to Lord Krishna. Again, I would like to remember Tribhakra, the hunchbacked woman, also called Kubja, who was an example of how the Lord does not look into the physical beauty of a devotee, rather observes the pure bhakti or surrender of the soul to him. Kubja was known for making the best of the best fragrance and oils and had never once boasted or criticized anyone who called her ugly because she was hunchbacked. She is known to have possessed extreme love for Krishna, and Krishna fulfilled all her desires by rescuing her and turning her into a beautiful woman. One who surrenders the soul to Lord Krishna will always find his invisible hand in all the things they do, provided they have pure faith and love to the Supreme, Hare Krishna. So, in these examples, what I would like to say is, like the Supreme Entity says, even if you offer me a leaf, a flower, or fruit, or water, I will accept it, provided you should show that love and faith towards me. Nothing else is more appealable or appealing to him. I would like to recite one song and end this podcast of mine, which is my favorite song in for Krishna. Everyone loves this song. I'm sure everyone would have heard this. God is always with you all times. Peace and blessings till the next episode. Achyutam Keshavam Krishna Damodaram. Achyutam Keshavam Krishna Damodaram. Ramanarayanam Janaki Vallabham. Ramanarayanam Janaki Vallabham. Yaad aayegi unko kabhi na kabhi. Krishna darshan to denge kabhi na kabhi. Achyutam Keshavam Krishna Damodaram. Ramanarayanam Janaki Vallabham. कौन कहते हैं भगवान आते नहीं, कौन कहते हैं भगवान आते नहीं, तुम मीरा के जैसे बुलाते नहीं, तुम मीरा के जैसे बुलाते नहीं, कौन कहते हैं भगवान खाते नहीं, कौन
शबरी की जैसे खिलाते नहीं अच्युतम केशवम कृष्ण दामोदरम राम नारायणम जानकी वल्लभम। कौन कहते हैं भगवान सोते नहीं, कौन कहते हैं भगवान सोते नहीं, माँ यशोदा की जैसे सुलाते नहीं, माँ यशोदा की जैसे तुम सुलाते नहीं। कौन कहते हैं भगवान नाचते नहीं, कौन कहते हैं भगवान नाचते नहीं, गोपियों की तरह तुम नचाते नहीं, गोपियों की तरह तुम नचाते नहीं। अच्युतम केशवम कृष्ण दामोदरम राम नारायणम जानकी वल्लभम, राम नारायणम जानकी वल्लभम।
God bless everyone, peace and blessings till the next episode. Thank you.